Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I tend to have what they call monkey mind, where my mind goes from one thing to another, and I find myself most focused when I am doing the when I'm on the radio. I absolutely love it, but I'd like to get more focused in other aspects of my life. Andrea, have you meditated before? That's what we're going to be talking about in a few minutes.
You know what? I've tried to, and I love it when I do it. I just don't get to it as much as I'd like to.
Well, we've got a fabulous guest, Linda Lauren, a fourth-generation psychic medium, color and energy consultant, author and Reiki practitioner, and we're going to be talking about meditation. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you today?
We're doing well.
Good, thank you.
Good. I said there's a lot of blue in the room by where you are right now. The energy is blue, and it's like
so. What does that mean?
It means communication is calm, but there's a lot of it.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's awesome.
It is awesome because it means that you are actually bouncing back and forth all around. It's like all around, back and forth. Whoever is speaking with you is feeling that same blue vibe, and you guys are going like all around with blue. And it's really, really good. And it is a good color to meditate on. And meditation, I heard you say there's no time for meditation or you wish you did it more. I think it was Andrea that said that.
That was me that said it, yes.
Okay.
And I do love it when I do it.
Okay. Well, what's really important is that if you were to take 10 to 20 minutes a day, every single day, and just build yourself up, you could start with 10 minutes, and just went to a quiet space, just deep breathing in through your nose, you can start out through your mouth, and then eventually just quiet yourself so that you're mindful. Going within is a mindfulness. You're closing your eyes, and you're just breathing. Some people will say, well, I have all these things going in my head. What do I do with that? Well, it's very simple. You don't pay attention to it. You just let it pass through. People tend to say, well, this is a problem, and it's going to keep sticking with me. Yes, it will until you address it, but you also don't have to address it at the moment it comes to you. If it keeps coming, then, okay, meditate on it, but don't let a problem or an issue distract you. Basically, go right back to your heartbeat. Start listening to breath, to beats. Go ahead.
What happens if you fall asleep while you're meditating? Is that a problem?
That's not something you should be doing because that means you're doing meditation too late.
Okay.
Or some people will do it before they go to bed. And so that's okay. I wouldn't advise laying in bed to do it because when you are in bed, you are already in that way to sleep, usually. So I would say to relax first. Do 10-minute meditation, just deep breathing, and then go to bed. It just kind of sets you up. It sets the tone for calmness.
You know what I find, especially when it comes to summertime and it's nicer out, I find that I love going for a walk after the kids are in bed. It's quiet in my house, and going for a walk to the park. We have a beautiful willow tree right near our house, several of them, and just sitting by the willow tree, and I find that really helps to calm me as well. So
that I would say is a meditative action. There's passive and aggressive meditation. Aggressive meditation is when you are actively pursuing something that you want a result of. Then you have passive, where you are maybe enjoying a walk or you're just letting things flow through your mind and you're just moving along. That's a very good thing to do, is to commune with nature, but also know that you can bring nature to you just by creative visualization. Creative visualization.
Okay.
So you would close your eyes. You would allow yourself to visualize things that you want, things that you want to feel, how you want to feel. I lowered my blood pressure from having, and I used to be on pressure meds really heavily after my mother had passed. And I started meditating more heavily. And the pills are the doctor's surprise. They're gone. So it reduces blood pressure. It helps focus your mind. And people say to me, well, what about my kid? And, you know, my kid's got ADD or he's just really active. And they'll say that as well. And I'll say, well, you know what? That meditation can also be taught to children. And your previous guest had some very good ways to open that door. So there are a lot of meditative things we can do. But the most important thing you can do for yourself is to carve out the time to make an appointment with yourself where you will be undisturbed. That's important.
Now, Linda, I have found that for me that a guided meditation works better until I think I need more practice. Is that a good way to start for folks?
I actually have a guided meditation on my website that I guide you with my voice. I show you how to breathe, and I take you over a bridge to meet your angel guide or loved one or any advice that you might want to need and receive. And then I have something that has to do with your chakras in the ocean. I'm kind of clearing you and raising your vibration. And they're two very short meditations because they're guided. They're maybe 10 minutes each, but they're designed for people to get into the routine. I'm in favor of both and nothing. So I, of course, having a CD, I want to help people. But by the same token, you can definitely just sit quietly, play some music or not. You know, you can listen to birds, you can listen to sounds. Some people like guided meditations because they're important to get you started. Once you get into a rhythm, then, and you're doing it more often, you'll see the success of it in a way that will, well, you'll say, well, maybe I don't need that particular voice guiding me now. I'll guide by my inner voice. So I'm teaching you to guide yourself through my voice, through to your own.
So what are some of the research behind meditation and the benefits for us to do this on a regular basis?
Well, one of the things that is really important, one thing important is the blood pressure aspect. Health can be helped through meditation. If you're having a specific problem or an issue or you're nervous or you're just like out of sorts, meditation will bring you back into a calmer state. It will help you reason rather than react. You know, reason is with law, you know, you're being logical. And when you are reacting, you're all emotion. So what meditation does is take away that emotion so that you are actually able to handle stress and other things that come your way in everyday life. If you look at the streams in social media that come up that we get upset about, we would not get that upset if we were meditating, more of us.
I love that you say that, because I think, you know, and I could speak for myself, I think, you know, having three kids, you know, a lot of the time we react without thinking, like that impulse reaction, right? And I think, and I love that, you know, especially for someone like myself. That's why I love what you're saying. And it's just reminding me again that I just have to make it part of my daily routine, because you're right, whether it's the social media or whether it's our kids or whether it's our husband or a work, you know, related, it doesn't matter what it is. How we react to things says so much about us, and, you know, it's training ourselves. Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, reacting is the one that's emotional. You want to respond. That's reason. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who come to me in business are like, well, what are the advantages then? You're telling me about health. What about in business? In life, meditation will help you. It will help you run your business. It will help you work with your team. It will help you in your personal relationships. It'll help you deal with those very children that drive you crazy at certain times of the day. You know, it's like... Do you remember the old commercials for the bubble baths? You know, take me away. Take me away. Well, meditation, bring me peace. I mean, that's exactly what it does. It's very helpful. It really is. And I have to say, I've seen that most people who are healthy and successful meditate. You would be shocked at the number of people who do.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Well, I find you so fascinating, Linda, and we'd love to have you back on. I want to talk about your color and energy, but we're out of time for today. But until next time, stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.